Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
It's week 2. How did we do from week 1? And who is in your top 5, 1 through 5, 5 through 1? Of the NFL Power Rankings every Wednesday at this time here on Sean and RJ. Franco LaFranco Injury Attorney text line to get in your rankings. And how did you do last week? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Before we score ourselves and give the week 2 update, Bobby, how's the rest of the country looking at the Cowboys?
So we take the 6 top national outlets and the way that they power rank the team. So this is NFL.com, CBS, The Athletic, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, and Yahoo. And after you take the rankings and kind of average them out, here are the top 10 teams in the NFL, 1 through 10. Kansas City, San Francisco, Detroit, Buffalo. Buffalo went up in most people's rankings. Philadelphia, number 5. Houston, 6. Dallas, 7. Up 3 spots from 10 last week.
So that's improvement.
Baltimore, 8. Miami, 9. And then rounding out the top 10, the biggest jump in the rankings this week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers moved up 11 spots in people's rankings.
All right.
All right. Now for our rankings. Last week, Sean, you had Kansas City.
Buckets.
San Fran.
Money.
Baltimore.
Awesome. Wait. That's a loss.
No, it counts. Because Kansas City beat him. The team you had ahead of Baltimore.
Oh, this is the fight again.
Okay.
This is the fight again.
Let's settle this. We have to vote. Explain this.
I think that if you had a team ranked behind another team in your rankings and the team that you had ranked higher won, you were correct in your evaluation of the two teams. And so that should count as a win.
What if it's like 50-0? And then I have Baltimore 3.
I think it just as a hard rule.
So you're saying I should not get dinged?
No.
For the team that lost to a team in the top 5 that's above them.
Because you had the team. Yeah, if it's one of the teams you have above them, you were correct in evaluating them.
What do you think, Peyton? How would you vote?
I disagree with it last year because I got dinged so many times for doing that. But, you know, if we're going to start it, you know, week 1, doing it all season long, I'm fine with it.
I don't have a problem with it. I think it's fine.
I think it makes sense.
It's a fair point. It makes sense.
Okay, let's do it then. So I'm still undefeated.
All right, so then you had, that was Baltimore 3, Detroit, and then Houston.
5-0, 4-0. 4-0-1. How do you want to call it that?
You can call it that.
4-0-1.
I had Kansas City, Detroit, San Fran, Baltimore, and Cincinnati.
Ooh.
Ooh, that was a tough one.
Robert
had Kansas City, San Fran, Detroit, Houston, Baltimore.
Boom. 4-0-1.
Peyton had San Francisco, Kansas City, Baltimore, Detroit, and Houston.
Nice. All right, so you're the only one with a definitive loss here.
I'm the only one with a definitive loss. Okay. I'll have another one this week, I'm sure.
All right, let's go ahead and start it off. So none of us had the Cowboys in our top 5.
No. Last week, no.
Okay.
Last week, no. Oh, is that a hint?
Choppy, well, number 1. No. Yeah, you just gave it away.
Number 1, I have Kansas City. I do believe they had the toughest week 1 test, and they passed. They got the best player in the league and arguably the best coach, and I assume the next time they're not number 1 on this list will probably be 2032 or something. But, Kansas City, they're still the best team in my opinion, so I got them number 1.
I've got Kansas City number 1 as well. And they were just as impressive as I figured they would be, and they'll continue to get better.
I didn't make a change. I moved Kansas City up. I think the loss of Christian McCaffrey bumped San Francisco down. They lost their best player.
Why? They have a better running back.
Yeah, right.
Making less money.
I don't think they do.
But the Shanahan family in general just find running backs anywhere,
yes,
on the street.
They've shown that they could just plug certain people into their scheme for anything and it works.
But yes, Chiefs won for me.
Kansas City won.
All right.
Easy. Can you give me, do you have mine in order last week?
Yes.
What was it?
You had Kansas City, San Fran, mm-hmm, Baltimore, mm-hmm, Detroit, mm-hmm, Houston.
I'm going to save some time. That's my exact 5 this week.
You're not moving Baltimore at all?
I think this is the first time.
I'm not moving them over San Francisco.
No,
I have Baltimore. I have Baltimore 3. Why would I move Baltimore down?
Just like the fact that Detroit won a tough game against the Rams.
Yeah, well, Baltimore, I mean, look, they should not have won the Kansas City game, but they were there.
I mean, they were there at the end. Literally.
They were there at Arrowhead. So I give you more credit for losing to the Chiefs than I give you credit for beating the Rams. It was a nice win. But what Detroit did to me was not more impressive than Baltimore. I think this could be the first time that I kept teams exactly the same from week to week. So that is a little radio wrinkle I wanted to throw in there, even though you thought I was just being lazy and cutting the segment short. I have the exact same five as last week.
Okay.
All right.
My number two is Detroit. I thought about San Fran here. I had Detroit here last week. I thought about San Fran, but I think Detroit had the tougher week one game.
San Fran handled their team.
They did. But Detroit showed me a couple things. One, they got out to the big lead. They're up 17-3. And then in losing the lead, they've actually lost the lead. They had to answer it with a game-tying drive as time was winding down.
Yeah.
And then they really asserted their will in overtime. That was three. That showed me quite a bit.
That was a Man Campbell drive.
That was a Man Campbell
drive. That was an Applebee's drive.
So that was a statement to me. So I have Detroit number two.
I have San Francisco number two. That has not moved, and I'm not going to bump them down for missing Christian McCaffrey for one more week. I still think San Francisco. It's clear to me, Kansas City, San Francisco, and then there's a draw.
I hate them even more now after the Kyle Shanahan running back drama. I hate that, and I want to like Kyle Shanahan. I want to, University of Texas, all that stuff, but the throwing under the bus, leaving someone out to dry, lying about it with the league, Friday night starting, the sketchiness, just give me another reason to hate them.
Yeah, the 49ers number two. Again, it would be 1A, 1B for me if I could rank it, but 49ers two, they're without Christian McCaffrey. I mean, I'm not worried about them going to Minnesota this weekend, but I think it's going to be a little closer than people think.
And the spread moved already 2 points?
The San Fran spread?
Yeah.
It went from 4.5 to 6.
So does that say anything about McCaffrey that it moved like that, or just more about Minnesota?
It was just a lot of movement on the line.
So you don't think it could be that, like, they are starting to hear that, the initial Schefter report that McCaffrey may be out is looking like he may be back?
No, probably not. Like, generally, like, running backs aren't moving the line. Now, McCaffrey might, because he's, you know, Christian McCaffrey, and he does a lot of receiving stuff, but I think that's just, it was just a bad line.
All right, San Fran was two for me.
All right, San Fran was two for you. I have San Fran three. No matter what, for Detroit, for Dallas, doesn't matter. All roads to the title in the NFC is going to go through them, right? Like, they're going to have to. You're going to run into that team sooner or later. So whether you're the Rams or the Lions or the Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles, you're going to have to beat them along the way.
Runs through them makes me think like home field.
Oh no, I mean, like, you're going to have to go through them at some point.
Okay. All right.
So I had last week Kansas City, San Francisco, Detroit, Houston, Baltimore.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a change at three.
Ooh.
We have the Houston Texans.
Oh. Going up to number
three. Over that win?
Yeah. Because look, we're talking about all these games that we're talking about in, you know, between Detroit and Kansas City and stuff like that. These were struggle games. Houston struggled on the road, controlled the clock for 40
against
minutes.
Against the Colts.
40
you
minutes.
You are punishing these other teams.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
This is not a punishment.
When you get moved down, it's a punishment. It's a demotion.
It's a flip. It's a single flip.
Like, you're like, oh my God, look at the Colts win. Wow. You lost to Detroit and the Rams and like Kansas City?
Look, if
Baltimore? Oh my God.
If you almost lose to Matthew Stafford, you should just retire. All of them, the whole team. No, but here's the thing is that Houston going controlling the clock for 40 minutes, they were one of the worst running teams in the NFL last year. They showed they can do it this year. Mixon looks completely refreshed, rejuvenated. That defense is really strong, and Stroud hasn't shown any like signs of slipping. So I've got a flip. I've got Houston up 1-3.
Wow. Okay.
Peyton, last week you had Baltimore here.
I did drop them one spot, so I moved the Lions up to 3. I mean, I do think, people think, it's going to be a hangover from last year, their NFC championship run, really close to the Super Bowl. I think they're going to continue to dominate the season. And with the Jordan Love injury, I mean, the Lions are the clear favorite in that division right now. So I have the Lions at 3.
Number 3, I had Baltimore. 4, I had Detroit.
And you're keeping them there. Yep. Okay, 4. Now, I got about 6 teams here for these final 2 spots. This really, I struggled with these final. I think there's a clear line. You got Kansas City, and then you got like your San Fran, Detroit, and then and tier 3 is these guys. But since it's only one game, I only have one data point. I thought that was a really good win against a good team, a playoff team. I don't think they're going to be here in the end, but I'll give the benefit of the doubt now. I have Philly here.
Ooh.
That was a pretty good win. I don't think they're better than the Cowboys like at the end of the year. I think the Cowboys win the division, but
I don't hate that.
This is a better win. They had a good win. I get
their offense, I mean, in terms of what bothered me personally from week one, this bothered me. This bothered me that their offense scored that many points and Saquon Barkley looks like a grand slam addition. Yeah. And that Jalen Hurts was still throwing and finding A.J. Brown deep. That offensive output bothered me.
Number 4, I have the Detroit Lions. Just down a spot. And it wasn't even like a significant. I thought Houston and Detroit were pretty close anyway to begin with. But I was more impressed again with how Houston controlled things. But Detroit looks solid. Still looks like they're a step behind San Francisco to me and Kansas City. That they're a tier down below. But Detroit, number 4.
Yeah, this one was hard for me, but I have Baltimore moving down one spot from 3 to 4. I mean, they were a toenail away from possibly winning a game in Kansas City, but they
lost.
Not
according to Lamar.
Or just a wide-open throw to Lamar or from Lamar
right.
From winning the game.
They had a true quarterback, but yeah, I have Baltimore number 4.
All right, my 4 was Detroit and the armpit 5.
All right, so number 5, I thought about Houston, but I think the Colts stink.
And the Colts stink.
That stink, but they're
your Mr. Anthony Richardson has the best chance to be Mahomes.
I know. I like him. I really do like him. Chris Ballard, I don't know. They're kind of like the Titans to me. They're just a boring organization. I thought about Miami, but they were dominated in the first half. Dominated. I thought about Buffalo. Same thing, though. Dominated in the first half.
Thought about Buffalo. How can people move Buffalo up after that? That's insane around the country.
I didn't. I thought about it. I did put the Dallas Cowboys at number 5.
Okay. NFC East represent.
Yeah. Granted, I don't know what Cleveland. I know Cleveland's a good roster. I know their quarterback stinks.
What was the most impressive win? Where's the Cowboys win or the most impressive from week one? What else was super impressive? All right. Let me just run it down. Was it more impressive than the Eagles win?
Yes.
Was it more impressive than the Ravens win?
The Ravens lost.
I'm sorry, than the Chiefs win?
No, probably not. Just in terms of quality of opponent.
Was it more impressive than the Lions win?
No.
Similar?
Similar.
Similar?
I think the Rams are really good.
Okay. I would argue it was more impressive. Was it more impressive than the San Fran win over the Jets?
No, not without McCaffrey.
Disagree. I mean, it's a running back.
It's the best defense in the.
The guy had 150 yards. Against. Like the guy was totally fine in replacement. I love that this is our big tension segment of the week. Power rankings.
It is.
I like it.
It really is.
I would argue it was a top 2 impressive victory. Now, I'm not counting the Saints over the Giants. Like obviously, I mean the Saints over the Panthers. I'm not counting the Vikings over the Giants. Obviously, you can have bigger disparities on the scoreboard, right. But I'm not factoring in those teams, as real players.
Right. Yeah. I don't trust them.
So that's what I would think about with the Cowboys. I don't disagree or hate Cowboys, Eagles in your top 5. Who's 5 for you?
Yeah, so I had Baltimore last week. I thought about keeping Baltimore there. Buffalo, again, was a consideration. Miami as well. Miami, to me, the whole thing is just like, okay, you won at home in September, which has kind of been your MO. Like, let me see you like win that kind of a game on the road. So, because of that, at number 5, I did ultimately decide to go with the Dallas Cowboys chief rival, the Philadelphia Eagles at number 5.
Oh, look at that. A little trickery.
What a change up that was. Your best contribution to the show this morning. Well
no,
done.
Just like, I mean, I had Philly above Dallas at the start of the season. I think Dallas's win was better on the road, but I mean, Saquon Barkley showing that if he's healthy and can be used the right way in that in the dimension of what Philly already can do with all their different multiple ways of winning offense, and they've got a better offensive coordinator there in Philadelphia than Dallas. So I got the Eagles at five.
This one, I struggled with number five here. Had a lot of teams here I could have put. Philly was one of them. Cowboys were one of them, but I went with the other team in Texas, the Houston Texans.
Okay.
Got them at number five.
The armpit with my lottery winnings there in Sugarland. NFL Power Rankings every single week, 1 through 5, 5 through 1 from you, so we can all keep score on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. What did you choose last night? The World Series champs or debate number 2? Next on Sean and RJ.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.